For the rest of the hour, a new eye in the sky. That's what we used to call spy satellites in the old days, but you know, we don't call them spying much because we know they're up there and they're looking at us. It's going to be launched next week. It's called the GOI-1. And it carries the highest resolution civilian, this is a civilian camera, that has ever been launched. And it can make out objects on the ground just 16 inches across as it zips by 400 miles overhead. Now, what's that 16 inches? Well, that's enough resolution to make out home plate on a baseball field from space. And if you use Google Maps to see satellite pictures of your neighborhood or your destination, there's a good chance you'll be seeing the images from this new satellite because Google has signed a deal to use the pictures. Joining me now to talk about the launch and why it's important is Mark Brender. He is Vice President of Marketing and Communication for GOI, that's based in Dulles, Virginia. Welcome to the program.
Good day.
So how soon can we see these photos on Google?
Well, we'll be launching our GOI-1 satellite September 4th at 2:50 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And if everything is successful, after the satellite does its checkout and calibration, we expect to have imagery available for sale from GOI-1 in the late October timeframe.
So let's talk about the process. You mean I can go to a website or order a picture from you that I'd like to see?
It's very simple. All you got to do is go to our website, goi.com, or call customer service, and we can take your order for satellite imagery over any location on the surface of the planet.
Now, can I say, hey, you know, I'm going to be out in my backyard on Christmas. Can you fly the satellite over it then and take a picture of my Christmas tree?
Well, you know, we hate physics, but we're dictated in orbit by what physics requires. So we're in a polar orbit. So we go over the North Pole, under the South Pole, and the Earth rotates underneath us. So we are only overhead once any given location, about once every 3 days. Hmm. And certainly we can't see at night. And we're overhead around 10:30 or 11 in the morning. So it's not a look down, stare down, see all the time satellite. It's a low Earth orbit satellite that zips around the Earth very fast. We go from the North Pole, under the South Pole, back to the North Pole in 98 minutes.
Wow.
And as we're moving that fast, we can look down and with its powerful camera be able to see objects on the ground as small as 16 inches in size. However, due to U.S. government licensing restrictions, we will make imagery available for sale at half-meter ground resolution.
So half meter, that's like 1 inch difference, isn't it?
It's not very much difference at all, as your listeners will probably know. But we are required by the federal government to resample our imagery to half meter ground resolution, even though we can collect it at the higher resolution.
So you have to blur it a little bit.
Well, we don't blur it because it's still top quality imagery, but it is resampled.
Can you get some good pictures of the polar ice melting in the North Pole there?
Well, on our website, we've got some terrific pictures of Bear Glacier in Alaska.
Wow.
And that glacier, we can manage and map over time, and we should be able to see changes in the glacier and changes anywhere on the Earth due to climate change and global warming.
So if you're doing like a science fair project or a school project and you want to follow a glacier melting, we can ask you to keep taking pictures of that?
Well, keep in mind, we are traded on the NASDAQ Stock Exchange. We are a public company, and we are in business. So we'll be happy to take orders, but we're not giving away our imagery for free. However, let me qualify that. We do have a GOI Foundation, and we can provide a limited amount of imagery from our archive for students who need imagery for specific research purposes.
Well, let's talk dollars and cents now. What do you charge normally in your business to take these pictures?
Well, we have so far from our Iconos satellite, which is the world's first high-resolution commercial Earth imaging satellite, we have about 300 million square kilometers of the Earth in our archive. And imagery from the Iconos satellite from our archive is as cheap as $8 a square kilometer with a minimum order of 50 square kilometers. So that's $400 or so for an area that covers 10 by 10, that's 100 square kilometers.
Mm-hmm. And so are you thinking will be your biggest customers?
Well, our biggest single customer, and they comprise 55% of our revenues our revenues last year were $184 million, is the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. And that is a satellite imaging and mapping arm of the Pentagon and the intelligence community. So they're our single biggest customer. Other customers that regularly use our imagery and are looking forward to the launch of GeoEye-1 next week are companies in the oil and gas business, mm-hmm. in the insurance business, state and local governments for mapping and planning and zoning. Because one of the most important things about the satellite imagery, besides its great resolution, it is all map accurate. So because there's GPS in the satellite itself, every image the satellite takes, every point on the ground has an associated latitude and longitude. Mm-hmm. So you can see why Google Earth would be interested in such technology. Not only do you get the best resolution, but the best mapping accuracy. Mm-hmm. And maps have been around since 2300 BC when the Babylonians etched the lay of the land on clay tablets. And we've been making improvements ever since then. And this is the next huge improvement on our ability to see and map the planet.
Talking with Mark Brender of GeoEye on Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News. One would think that the Pentagon, with all the billions it spends on satellites, wouldn't have to farm out the images to you to take them for them.
Well, it's a very good question. But the good thing about commercial satellite imagery is commercial. So our imagery is unclassified. Mm-hmm. So it can be easily shared with allies and coalition partners. And that way, the government doesn't have to task their intelligence collection satellites, or what you referred to earlier as spy satellites. They don't have to task those systems in order to do sort of routine mapping missions. They can use their systems for higher priority, more time-critical mm-hmm. imaging needs, and kind of put the mapping mission onto our backs.
Let me see if I can get a quick question. And Gary in Asheville, Tennessee. Hi, Gary.
Hi, how are you?
Hi there.
I wanted to ask your guest, I think I already know the answer, but are they limited? In other words, if I called and ordered imagery of Area 51, would that be possible?
Absolutely. I think we have that imagery on our website, actually. There's no area of the world that we cannot image. So that includes any area over the U.S., and because we operate in non-sovereign space, we're outside a nation's airspace. And so we have a license from the U.S. government, and we can image virtually any location on the surface of the planet. However, there is a provision in our license that says if there's a threat to national security or foreign policy concern, the U.S. government can limit our imaging, but to date, they've never done it.
And they don't think Area 51 falls in that purview. That's cool. Okay. How long a lead time do we need? If we want to order something, or if somebody wants to order, you know, maps from you, how long a lead time does that require?
Well, you know, for a for imagery that's needed quickly for a customer, especially if there's a tsunami or a disaster.
There's a hurricane headed toward, you know, the Gulf.
And so we can very quickly reprogram the satellite to have it shoot wherever we want. Mm-hmm. I remember when the shuttle exploded over Texas some years ago, mm-hmm. we quickly retasked our Icona satellite in 10 minutes and was collecting imagery over the area where the debris fell in eastern Texas.
Wow. And well, that would be for a special occasion.
So special occasions, yeah. We can quickly task, but normally we take orders and within especially over the U.S., it's easier. We can get imagery delivered to customers in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. And Google has the rights for any web images. Is that correct?
Correct. Google is interested, as you know, in collecting the highest quality commercial satellite imagery available. And as a symbol of this commitment, we've got a contract with them, and they've actually agreed to put their logo on the first stage of the rocket, which is now sitting out at Vandenberg Air Force Base, which is about a 2 or 3 hour drive north of Los Angeles.
Somebody painting the logo on as we speak.
Actually, it's a decal.
Decal. That's what I thought. I've made some of those rockets on a little smaller scale, but I've
well,
put a
we're
few of those
we're going up on a Boeing Delta II, and it's a 12-story tall rocket. Its reliability is 98.5%. So we've got a great team put together in the launch vehicle. In the satellite itself, the GOY-1 satellite, tips the scales at 4,300 pounds. It was built by General Dynamics Advanced Information Systems Division outside of Phoenix, Arizona. And the very sophisticated camera or sensor that's in the satellite is built by ITT Corporation in Rochester, New York.
Well, good luck to you, Mark.
Thank you very much.
And we'll be watching for those images. Mark Brender is a Vice President of Marketing and Communications for GOI based in Dulles, Virginia. Greg Smith composed our theme music, and we had help today from NPR librarian Kim Oleski. Surf over to our website at sciencefriday.com. We've got some great new videos up there this week. We got that fly video. The fly will knock you out. And you see the fly flying around and how to swat it. It's a terrific video. And also, we're podcasting and blogging there and looking for some more of your videos. Send them to us. Have a great and safe holiday weekend. Great Labor Day. We'll see you next week. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.